Melania were greeted by dozens of protesters when they arrived in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas Wednesday. They were visiting the victims of last weekend's mass shootings, where lone gunmen killed a total of 31 people. Demonstrators in both cities expressed their anger over the nation's lax regulations on guns and Trump's remarks about immigrants and people of color that have been denounced as racist. VOA's Richard Green has more.
The warm greeting Trump received from local dignitaries when he arrived in Dayton was in sharp contrast to the angry protesters that lined the streets outside the hospital.
Not one more! Not one more!
Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says he urged the president to push his Senate Republican allies to take swift action on new gun control legislation already approved in the Democratic-controlled House.
Both the mayor and I asked the president to call on Senator McConnell to bring the Senate back in session this week.
In El Paso, where 22 people were killed at a department store just hours before the Dayton shooting, Trump praised emergency personnel who took part in assisting the victims and capturing the shooter.
All over the world, they're talking about the job you've done as police, as law enforcement, as first responders. The job you've done is incredible.
Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan says it is expelling India's High Commissioner to Islamabad. This comes just hours after downgrading diplomatic and trade ties with New Delhi for stripping the disputed Kashmir region of its special status. The foreign ministry said in a brief announcement, the Indian government has also been informed that Pakistan will not be sending its High Commissioner designate to India. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Kyrgyz special police forces have stormed the compound of former President Almazbayev Atambayev. Supporters of Atambayev clashed with police at a blocked section of the road leading to Koytash, where Atambayev's residence is located. RFERL correspondents at the site said police were using stun grenades and tear gas as they entered the compound Thursday. Officers' first attempt to detain the former president overnight failed amid more violent clashes with his supporters that left one officer dead and dozens injured. Tensions remain high at the sprawling residence a day after elite security forces failed to arrest the 62-year-old, who faces five counts of criminally abusing his office when he was president from 2011 to 2017. A warmer climate means more deserts and potentially less food. That's according to experts from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The IPCC report was released in Geneva on Thursday. Here's Working Group co-chair Valerie Mosson-Delmont.
We humans affect more than 70% of ice-free land. A quarter of this land is degraded. The way we produce food and what we eat contributes to the loss of natural ecosystems and declining biodiversity.
The IPCC is the United Nations body for assessing the science related to climate change. Two people were killed Thursday when a missile engine exploded at a military base in northern Russia. Russia's defense ministry said the blast occurred during a test of a liquid propellant engine at a military base used for missile tests in a northwestern region. Six service members and civilian engineers were injured, two of whom died later. The ministry said the blast did not contain any radioactive contamination. The explosion is the second accident at a Russian military facility in less than a week. Thousands marched on Caracas, Venezuela, Wednesday. These Venezuelans marching in support of disputed President Nicolas Maduro 2 days after the United States imposed the toughest sanctions yet on Venezuela. Some accuse President Trump of wanting to get his hands on the country. The Trump administration has banned all U.S. companies and individuals from doing business with the Maduro government as part of U.S. pressure to drive him from power. Puerto Rico swore in a new governor on Wednesday, hours after the island's Supreme Court ruled that the last governor assumed office unconstitutionally. We have that story for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings Radio.